With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced that the U.S. and Israel have launched new military strikes against Iran.
The United States military is undertaking a massive and ongoing operation to prevent this very wicked, radical dictatorship from threatening America and our core national security interests.
And more details on the attack from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president said Iranian leaders rejected every opportunity to renounce their nuclear ambitions, forcing the U.S. military to take action against Iran and its state-sponsored terrorism.
It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer.
In a video statement, he warned of possible U.S. casualties.
The lives of courageous American heroes may be lost, and we may have casualties. That often happens in war.
The president said the mission's objective is to end threats from the regime and allow the Iranian people to take over their government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More arrests over the Minnesota church protests that led to charges against Don Lemon.
30 additional people are being charged over the January 18th anti-ICE protest at a St. Paul, Minnesota church that led to the arrests of Don Lemon, Georgia Fort, and local activists. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that most of the protesters were already in custody. 39 people now face charges of conspiracy against religious freedom and interfering with the right of religious freedom. A lawyer for City's church praised the Justice Department for charging more people, saying the First Amendment does not give anyone license to storm a church and intimidate families. Protesters focused on the church after learning a pastor there is also an immigration enforcement official. I'm Jennifer King.
An official says a cargo plane carrying money has crashed near Bolivia's capital, damaging about a dozen vehicles on the highway and scattering bills all over the ground, leaving at least 15 people dead. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist group is growing.
It was launched 4 years ago as the United Methodist Church began to break apart over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the conservative Global Methodist Church counts more than 7,000 congregations around the world. A GMC spokesman tells the Christian Post that the milestone, quote, reflects the faithfulness of God and the willingness of his people to boldly follow the Holy Spirit's leading and God's call. Michael Harrington reporting.
The persecution of Christians in India is surging, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says it's concerned. Commission Chair Vicky Hartzler says, quote, January saw a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We are particularly concerned by the report of a Hindu mob beating a pastor as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. Mobs of radical Hindus also said to be wielding allegations of forced conversion. This is SRN News. A deadly transit crash in central Milan.
Milan's mayor, Beppe Sala, says one victim was aboard the tram and another was passing by. The mayor says the tram skipped a stop and was traveling at a higher rate of speed than would be expected. He says the driver has been hospitalized and an investigation is underway. Video by Sky TG24 shows the tram suddenly swerve at its switch track that is used by another tram line and go off its usual course and nearly flipped on its side before slamming to a stop. The number 9 tram runs through the busy heart of Milan, which is hosting seasonal fashion shows and preparations for the Paralympic Games. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, Warren Buffett's successor released his first letter to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders today as the company took a $4.5 billion write-down on the value of its Kraft Heinz and Occidental Petroleum stakes. Greg Abel took over as CEO in January. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.